Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love Michelin star restaurants. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you once again from lockdown, but not locked in, for another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, September 5th, 2021, and my guests today are someone new and two guests who are participating in a rematch. Let's say hello to all three of them, Renan Hirschberg, Mary Holland, and Jeff Tate. Hello, everybody.
Great to be here.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. Nobody knows when to speak when they all get interviewed simultaneously. It's a rude thing for me to do. But let's do meet everybody individually and alphabetically, starting with, and it's alphabetical by last name. That always throws people for some reason. Mm-hmm. Starting with a gentleman who is back because he was took part in a brutal defeat in Indianapolis last week ago. Mm-hmm. It's Renan Hirschberg. Hey, Renan.
Great to be here. And I'm completely in agreement with the alphabetical order this time. I now understand it.
I'm glad you've come to terms with it.
I didn't mean to be so contentious right away last time.
No, it's a tricky name. You know, like some names, your first and last initial are close enough together that they probably never even think about it that much.
Exactly. Exactly.
But when somebody says alphabetical order, someone with an R then an H has to say, well, which one of these is it going to be? Because one is much sooner than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I should have assumed you thought about it more than me at the time. But I was like, G starts before R. I don't know.
Yeah. I always know everybody alphabetically just because I did prepare. That's one thing I do, is I write it all down. And
right. You
were a great first time guest. You were hilarious, but you also performed admirably in the games, and you came very close defeating everybody's hero, Jeff Tate, but you didn't quite pull it off. And we'll get to that in a second. I've got a do a brief visit. I talked to the corrections department about some things. But before we do that, thank you for being back, Renan.
And it's my pleasure.
We'll get to that in a second. But first, we have to say hello to first-time guest, Mary Holland, M.H.
M.H. is
here. Hello, M.H.
I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. And yeah, you know, I guess I am one of those people. I mean, I'm not Harry Holland, but I am, but M is not far behind H. So
yeah, they're pretty close to begin with.
Pretty close.
So either way, you're going to be pretty much in the middle of any alphabetized situation.
Yeah. Close to the front. Close to the front.
Oh, I see. That's a very positive way to look at the middle.
Yeah.
Close front.
Yeah. The middle of anything is a close front for sure.
Yeah. I mean, M is straight up the middle letter.
M for middle. And isn't that, I'm a balanced person. And I think that, yeah, my name reflects that. And so does my personality. So,
and I'm not positive about M being in the middle. I'm pretty sure it's damn close.
Yeah, it's close. It's around there.
I think it's 13 out of 26, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Is it still 26 or did we add L, B, Q, and T back on that end as well?
It's hard to say. You know, the other day I was thinking about the signs of the zodiac. And you know how there was like a new sign that got added?
Yeah, that's wild. They jammed in a sign.
They squeezed it right in.
Who does it affect? What did they squeeze it in between?
It is, I'll tell you right now. It's for, I'm going to tell you.
This is how she's. This is how you're going to be during the movie games. You're going to be like, well, let me tell you.
Let me just, I'm just going to tell you.
The answer I'm looking for is.
Right now, it is, here it is. I'm going to tell it to you. And right now, the new sign is, okay, I can't say it, but it's November 29th to December 17th. Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus.
November 29th to December 17th. Does that affect anybody here?
No.
Not me.
Okay,
not
me either.
Yeah, I've still got cancer no matter what I do.
I'm a cancer too.
Yeah. The most fun sign. It's always a fun conversation.
Is it?
Yeah. Cancer. You can't bring up cancer without having a smile on your face.
Oh, that's true.
You know, it's a sign of the zodiac. It's what else is it?
Well, I'm so excited to be here.
Yay. Cancer party. I didn't say cancel. I said cancer. You were on physical for several episodes. That was fun.
It was fun. I had a great time.
The fashion. Oh, the sets fashion. And all that.
Boy, yeah. It was a real treat. I've never been adorned in the way that I was for that show. I was just dripping with bangles and necklaces and medals and just big chunky jewelries. And I had so many rings on my fingers. I felt just extremely glamorous because I never adorn myself. I never wear jewelry. And I always think to myself, I need to wear more jewelry because it's so fun, but I don't think to do it.
Yeah. Know, it's when better, I start my you day. Know, it's a costume. Cause it also, you know, helps you get into character.
Absolutely.
You know, and MH doesn't fucking mess with jewelry.
No. Well, you know? Hey, I've just got so much going on. You know, I've got so many other things that I'm focusing on.
Like actually having co-written the motion picture that you're in that came out for Christmas Times, which is always great, but also the most progressive Christmas Times movie ever made, The Happiest Season.
Yeah.
Everybody loved that movie. It's going to be like a Christmas perennial now. That's awesome.
Oh, I hope so. That's so nice. Thank you. I hope so. It was a real treat to get to do that. So I hope
people. Now, you know, that's what people don't think about when they watch a Christmas movie. What god awful time of year? Like, did you film it in like the hottest time of year and all have to wear Christmas clothes?
No, we filmed it. We filmed it in winter time. So that was very nice. Yes, it was very nice. It was nice and chilly. We were in Pittsburgh. It was in January and February.
Oh my, very cold. That's very, very cold.
Yeah, we did it. We went for it.
A lot of scenes indoors though, too.
You know, and there were.
Yeah.
And there were. We didn't have many outdoor scenes, but when we did, there was no faking that cold factor.
Yeah, doesn't like Kristen Stewart have to like climb up on a roof in that cold weather?
Oh yeah, she climbed up on a roof, you know, she got tangled in a tree, you know, just classic wintertime activities.
She truly is a vampire.
Well, yeah.
She's been alive for 1,000 years.
Yes, she's an old soul. She certainly is. That's true.
Well, speaking of old souls, also joining us today is a fan of my segues and our returning champion. It's Jeff Tate. Hello, Jeff Tate.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here in this happiest of seasons. September.
Yeah, it is September.
Oh, that means Demi DigiEBay is gonna have to, he's making that setting up to make a September, what day is it that song happens? He always makes a video about September. If you haven't ever seen it, it's that, you know, it's that Earth, Wind, and Fire song, I think. Did they do it? Anyway, September's been covered. It's been covered a million times. If you go to a wedding in September, they're going to play it. There's no getting around that.
I mean, they should play it any time of year. That's a good wedding song.
But it goes, do you remember the 21st day of September? So on the 21st day of September for like the last few years, this hilarious dude, Demi DigiEBay, makes some very elaborate videos that celebrate that day with that song playing.
It's the vernal equinox.
Yeah,
that's nice.
See, so one guy found out, he figured out a way to have fun with the date, and then Jeff Tate had a way to just bring it to a dead. You're like an energy vampire.
I'm just injecting science facts.
Have you watched What We Do in the Shadows yet, Jeff?
I have not. I got a new Roku and my Hulu is not logged in and I can't remember how to do that.
Can you imagine someone hearing that sentence like 10 years ago?
Oh my gosh, got a new Roku. Well, go my to Hulu the doctor. My
Hulu wouldn't go into my Roku. What are you saying? Oh my gosh. Are we all talking Star Wars language now?
You need to get to the ER stat.
Oh, okay. You guys are the ones with cancer, but go ahead.
Oh, we are cancers. We don't have it.
That's what I meant.
That we know about. Jeff, you were the, you know, quote unquote winner last week.
Why was that in quotes?
Well, because there was let's just get right to it. From the corrections department, there was this lady, it might have been more than one lady, in the audience at Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis last week. Helium Comedy Club, it's a gas. There was this lady who started to correct me during one of the last game when I said that Scarlett Johansson was in a movie called Scoop. I could just hear somebody in the audience just bubbling up, you know, saying, no, she wasn't. She wasn't in Scoop. She wasn't in Scoop. And I just started saying it louder and louder into my microphone, just Scoop. She was in Scoop. And I sort of pushed through that and moved on, because for some reason this woman thought that she wasn't in Scoop, but she was. And I was fairly positive of it. But also, this stuff is just for fun. It doesn't matter that much. So then a voice came up later that, you know, was spot on in the correction. But I had already been like in my mind, like, well, you know, you were wrong last time you corrected me, so I don't really want to take what you're saying now. But also, they shouldn't be saying anything at any point. So what happened was that I was thinking that Charlize Theron might have been in that movie Mirror Mirror, but she was actually in Snow White and the Huntsman. Like, it started as Jeff saying Snow White and the Huntsman and then me talking him into Mirror Mirror, really thinking I had the right one. And regardless of how that panned out, because she was in Snow White and the Huntsman, if in fact Jeff, if we had continued on, Renan says that he didn't have another answer in this particular game. And and then Jeff would have won by saying the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is the kind of minutia, this is the kind of stuff we get into over here, Mary. So if
it's
you
complicated.
Have other,
yeah.
If you have other plans today, I understand.
No, I've already canceled them.
In fairness to all of us, I blame the Hollywood studio system for putting out a bunch of Snow White movies that are interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. That's
at the
true. Yeah.
They all came out in 2012 and they all have basically the same title.
Yeah.
This is a blaming soulless reboot.
Right. It's not entirely our fault.
No, yeah. Well, it sounds like a real heckler cried scoop situation, too, because she was so wrong the first time. You just assume she was wrong the second time.
Yeah, well, not. I didn't assume she was wrong. I knew she was on the right track because I do know the difference. Like Mirror Mirror has Julia Roberts in it, I think. So I am aware of the difference, but I was trying to mess with Jeff, and in the process, was pushing the wrong answer, and that wasn't fair either.
I see.
So it was all not fair. So that's why you're both here today. And I just want to say to anybody coming to see the show live that, you know, we love participation when we ask for participation, but try to not, we don't need to have somebody, we don't need to, somebody tracking it as we go, because it's more fun to just play and let the chips fall where they may.
The scoops fall where they may.
Yes. Scoop.
Let the scoops fall.
I invited that woman. I gave her that Zoom link for today. Is that okay?
Actually, that woman was me. That woman was me. That's the and here I am. And it was Mary Holland all along. Scoop.
That's the twist.
That's a twist.
Yeah, that's the great thing though. Is I about the Zoom thing is if she was here, we could mute her.
That's true.
But in person, that's just rude. You can't.
That's not a feature in person.
You can't really know. Saying shush and forcing someone to shush are very different.
What if we just taped her mouth? If that was like a new rule.
Oh my god!
Clubs.
We went to United Airlines.
Yeah, tape her to her seat. Leave her mouth open because she might, what if she's, has a medical emergency? We need to hear what she has to say, but tape her to her seat.
We're not going to kill her. We're not animals.
No, we're not. No, we're not killing her.
That'd be hardcore if we duct taped her mouth too. So she could.
No, that's terrible. But, let's just at least tie her down. Oh, my God. All right, so enough of that kind of talk is uncalled for, especially Labor Day weekend, the weekend when we celebrate mothers. all right, let's go to Recommendation Nation. I don't mean to spring this on you, Mary, so I'll let you go third.
Okay.
Renan will go first, and then Jeff. And every episode I ask all my guests to just recommend one movie for whatever reason you want to recommend it, but just, just one film that you think people should see or you'd like people to see. Question?
Okay. And it could be from it doesn't have to be a recent film. It could be from any time period.
Any time period. I request... no silent films, no cave drawings.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Well, I hate to narrow it down so much.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay.
From the rest of movies, you'll have to pick something. Okay. Renan, what's your selection this week?
Well, now I got to think now since there's no cave drawings. I think we talked about it, but, I love Citizen Ruth, and I don't think enough people have seen it. It's Alexander Payne, his first movie with Laura Dern, and it's a great satire about pro-life, pro-choice stuff, which is prescient more now than ever, but it's a great comedy. Burt Reynolds is in it. And it's Alexander Payne, the guy who did Election and Sideways, and it's just a great movie. Great underrated comedy.
Citizen Ruth. Mm-hmm. As timely today as ever.
Yes.
Also disturbing as ever, because that lady loves to sniff glue, the hey. Classic style with a, you know, out of a, you know, you get a bag and some glue and you go crazy. And yeah, and she's doing that while pregnant. So it is a rough Whoa. Watch. It's rough if you think about consequences and whatnot. But it's amazing if you think about Laura Dern as a committed actress who
Oh my gosh. The most committed.
So good in everything she's in, and she's great in that movie. Jeff, what do you got for us? What do you want to recommend?
The last movie I saw was terrible, so I'm gonna recommend Real Genius. I just saw Real Genius. And I didn't, I always got it confused with, I thought I'd seen it a long time ago, but I was thinking of Weird Science.
Right.
But Real Genius,
I blame the Hollywood system once again.
I just realized there are two different movies right now.
It's confused. They get confused with each other a lot because of the, high school science angle. Weird Science, and what's the other one? What you're suggesting, the other one, Jeff?
I'm suggesting Real Genius. Yeah, I really liked it.
And you
Kilmer doc and got into started watching some more Kilmer movies.
Yeah, that Val Kilmer doc, simply called Val. There's also a horror movie from Dread Presents coming out shortly called Val, so don't get those confused.
oh gosh, yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are going to show Val, the Val Kilmer doc, like at a kid's party, but you can't show the other Val. Don't show that one by mistake. All right. So you're going with Real Genius. And I should watch that again, because I'm the same way about Val Kilmer. Watching that documentary was like really reminding me of how great he always was. And still is and can be. And that's a good idea. Go back. What other Val Kilmers have you not seen, Jeff, that are on your list of should have seen it because it's got Val Kilmer in it?
The next movie I will watch is going to be The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh my God.
I've never seen that.
It's wild. It's pretty, I think it's a fairly entertaining movie just because of how weird and creepy it is. But then, once you get into the story of what happened on the set and then in this movie, Val, it's a deep dive. There's an entire documentary about the making of Dr. Moreau. And then the guy who made it finally got to make his own movie again with Nicolas Cage called Color Out of Space. And people love that movie, and it's very strange. You're getting into a real strange world there, Jeff.
Well, I find it interesting that Val Kilmer's like his first two movies were comedies and they were both very funny. And then he just like nothing. He didn't make anything funny again until.
He's the comic relief in The Island of Dr. Moreau, because at one point he even does an impression of Marlon Brando. Right.
Yeah.
character doing an impression of the other character, but it's obviously just Val just doing except kind of shit he would do.
I would also say he's the comic relief in Tombstone.
Oh, he's for sure.
Very funny in Tombstone.
Right. He's the saddest part and the funniest part.
I mean, aren't they one and the same? Aren't they one and the same?
Here we go. Do I smell a Tombstone recommendation coming on from MH?
No. I'm just kidding. No, I love that movie, but that wasn't the movie that I was going to recommend. But you should watch it. I guess I'll get another one.
Yeah. That's a fun mustache parade for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your recommendation?
What's mine? Okay. Yes. Yeah, so it's my time. Okay. So I watched this movie recently because I was looking into the genre coming of age horror movies. And this one, I found a big long list of it, list of movies that fit that description. And this one I had never seen or heard of before, but I watched it and it is a really trippy. It's another weird movie. Creepy, a bit disturbing, but it's called Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Whoa.
Have you heard of this or seen it?
I have heard and seen.
Oh, yeah. Crazy. It's just it's very dreamy and weird. And it's Peter Weir. And he made it, I think. I don't know if he wrote it as well, but he directed it, I think. And it is just a very a strange exploration of, you know, like adolescent girls at this, like,
yeah,
I don't know if it's an orphanage or like a boarding school or something, but
it's a place with a fun name.
It's a place with a fun name.
Hanging Rock. And, yeah, you know, but you're right. It's a very dreamy, like, I'd say maybe as a point of reference that maybe that's sort of what Sofia Coppola was going for.
Yes. In Virgin Suicides. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It has that vibe, but it's like made in the early 70s.
Yeah. And just with a, you know, the mystery at its center. Yeah. You know, kind of maybe even a little David Lynch kind of Twin Peaks kind of, you know, thing. It's it's an interesting movie. It's one of those movies, you know, put it on if you desperately want to sleep, because it probably will make you sleepy.
Oh my gosh, it'll put you right to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't believe the kind of Victorian necklines and and nightgowns, and
they do seem like they're in like they're dressed for bed.
Oh, constantly
in their long nightgowns. Yeah,
when they're going out for a day trip, they look like they're just getting ready for bed.
It's like it looks like a pillow fight's about to break.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is these were three great recommendations, because they're very different movies and all classics in their own right. So no matter what people out there think, they're not, you know, everybody's got an opinion, I'm sure. I'd love to hear from everybody at the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account. We're going to play some games right after these words. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. Everybody's fired up to play some games. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! all right. So, like I said earlier, this is Ronan's second time on the show. He's mm-hmm. listened to some episodes over the years. And Jeff, of course, has been a regular, so he's probably played this game before. So, Mary, if you have any questions, I will be happy to entertain them.
Okay, thank you.
The game is called So-and-So and the Something Something. There's lots of movie titles over the years where it's a person's name followed by something they do or something they did or something that's going to happen.
you know, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
I've made up my version of those kind of titles for movies that did not have that kind of title. They just have a regular title. And I turned it into one of these by using a lead character's name followed by a fun way to describe something that happens in the movie or, you know, the movie in general. We'll take turns. Alphabetically, Renan is going first in this game. And so he'll get to guess at the first one. If he can't come up with the right answer, then Mary gets a guess, then Jeff, and somebody gets a point if they figure it out.
Amazing. And wait, we're guessing if the movie is, if this is an actual movie, or we're guessing what movies you pulled the lead character's name from.
That's the, well, you have to get what movie I'm driving at, what title am I?
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, no, I know. I just want to make sure.
yeah. Alternate title, I guess, is another way to describe
alternate
it.
Alternate
yeah.
title. Love it.
That just doesn't have the flash of so-and-so and something, something.
Yeah.
Renan gets to go first. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
What movie could have been called Tess McGill and the Secretarial Shakeup?
Tess McGill and the Secretarial Shakeup. I don't know. I think I'll, I mean, my, I don't know, but I guess my guess is Secretary, but I don't know.
Oh, Secretary starring Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal. No, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal, yeah.
That's it, yeah. No, that's not the correct answer, but it is a good guess. Mary, what do you think it is?
Okay, I think it's Working Girl.
That is... correct. That is the right answer.
Oh, my
answer.
Gosh. I shot right it. Up out of my seat. Oh, my gosh.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
You did it. You're on the board. You have a point.
Amazing.
That is the character played by Melanie Griffith in the movie where she pretends to be a colleague of the boss. And it works. She ends up taking over everything. Spoiler. Jeff.
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
What movie could be called Katherine G. Johnson and the Long Jog to the John?
The Long Jog to the John?
The Long Jog to the John. What the heck?
I don't know. First of all, that's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
So,
and it's a marquee buster.
Oh.
Right, they're not going to have two J's in their pile.
Yeah, that's they need
in their pile.
They need three J's.
Oh, yeah, they need a multiple, lot of J's.
They need several G's. They're fucked.
They can't do it. There's no way.
All right, so I'm going to say Long Jog to the John. I'm going to say a Walk of Shame.
Oh, no. That is not the answer.
Oh.
That noise is so humiliating.
Yeah, that's.
You may have noticed that's the first time I did it because I only do it for dumb answers.
That's fair.
No, I just forgot that I had it. Okay. Who's up, Renan?
Yeah, I'm racking my brain thinking of a movie where someone has to take a shit the whole time. Just like walking to do that. Nothing's coming to mind, but I'm thinking yeah, I don't know. A Walk to Remember.
No.
Oh.
About someone walking to take a shit, they're gonna remember forever.
Oh, they're gonna remember that.
Okay, Mary, Batty cleanup. What do you think it is?
Okay. What can I hear the title one more
time? Yes. Catherine G. Johnson and the Long Jog to the John.
Okay.
It's so dumb.
Romancing the Stone?
No. I want to know why, though. Why do you think that?
I really don't. I can't explain it.
I can. I think Catherine G. Johnson's kind of sounds like her character is supposed to be like a plain Jane.
Yes.
Kind of person, librarian. No, this is so silly. Do you remember the movie about the ladies who figured out how we could go to space? Cause they did the math.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And there was a protracted sequence where Siraji P. Henson had to go a very long distance to use a restroom because of racist bullshit. And and she finally, that was a big turning point in the story, is that they let this woman who was going to solve our questions about going into space, they were going to let her go in a closer restroom while she's at work. So Hidden Figures is the name of that movie.
Hidden Figures.
My white privilege was just thinking, you know, the bathroom far away. I wasn't thinking of it in a, you know, civil rights way, which I should.
Right.
That's exactly right. I almost said Forrest Gump because I was like, who's running a really long distance the whole movie is what I was trying to. But right. Yeah.
Fontaine.
But he's not taking a dump at the end of it.
You don't know.
Well. Yeah.
Also, there's actual outdoor toilets. I don't know if it's countrywide or just a California thing, but they're made by a company called Andy Gump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. So you have to take a dump in the Gump.
I mean, the advertising writes itself.
It does. I don't think they wrote it. I think I came up with it.
Okay.
You know, and all the other kids. Hmm. All right. So Mary has 1 point. And we're back to Jeff starting us off on this next one again. Jeff, what movie could have been called Jane Craig and the Anxious Anchorman?
Jane Craig. Anxious Anchorman. All right. So that one, I'm going to guess that one is... There's not that many movies about Anchormans. And one is called Anchorman, but it's not this one. So I'm going to say it's Broadcast News.
Oh, that is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. Jeff just ran out of the room so fast. That was crazy.
He's looking for the bathroom.
Oh, that's it. It's
pretty far away.
Oh, man. He's a regular Speedy Gonzalez, if that was appropriate to say.
Yes.
It's not. Are we ever going to see that little guy again, you think?
Was he canceled? Probably.
I mean, at least he was able to get out of here fast.
Just.
I think the premise of his cartoon was always just, hey, I'm here and now I'm going to go away really quickly. And, you know, I guess nobody misses it or something because it doesn't seem like anybody's saying anything one way or the other about it.
That's Looney Tunes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
Well, you know how like Pepe Le Pew is finished, right? Like nobody's ever going to put that on anymore.
Oh, right, right.
Right, yes.
I mean, thinking that the cat is a skunk is no excuse.
No, it's no excuse. It's pretty aggressive behavior. Yeah,
that's just as bad as some of the real sexual predators' alibis.
It's very bad.
That's worse than Kevin Spacey's.
The idea that if she was a skunk and not a cat that she still wouldn't be able to say no is pretty crazy.
I mean, it's pretty prejudice, you know, on many levels.
Yeah. It's also just that old fashioned cinematic notion of romance that like just grabbing somebody and kissing them is going to be like the, you know, it's going to work out every time.
No.
No.
All right. So Jeff's on the board. He's got a point.
You get to
go first this time, buddy.
I know. I got to get a point here. Yeah.
You can pull it together.
I can do it. Yeah.
Yes. I'm counting on you.
It's a lot of pressure.
Ready?
Yes.
Marge Gunderson and the Minnesota Murders.
I mean, that is Fargo.
Hang on, let me get my... That is correct. Let me clear my... We have a three-way tie.
Oh, no.
It's all coming together. Mary, this is your chance to escape from the pack.
Okay.
What movie could be called Dottie Hinson and the Rockford Peaches?
Oh, A League of Their Own.
That is correct. Yes. You're into the 2-point zone.
Thank God. Wee!
Jeff, are you ready?
Yes.
I will accept 2 answers, 2 different answers to this one. Yeah. You'll see why later. Elizabeth Bennet, with or without zombies?
What? With or without zombies?
The movie's called Elizabeth Bennet, with or without zombies.
Oh my God. Am I the only one that doesn't know this? I'm asking the other contestants right now. Do you guys know it?
I do know it.
I do know it too.
Oh, you guys both know it?
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
I know it as well.
We all know it, but you know.
Let's turn Ryan's mic on and see if he knows it.
I don't know it.
No, he doesn't know it.
The woman I gave the link to also says she knows it. But she could be wrong.
She's muttering, "Scoop." Is this what Scoop's about?
Scoop. I got a scoop.
I don't know this one. Is it 28 Days Later?
No.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez.
Renan, it's your chance to tie it up.
Pride and Prejudice, or I guess Pride and Prejudice with Zombies, or whatever the other
That's
one.
That's right. The lead character in both of those is Elizabeth Bennet. So it's with or without zombies, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Congratulations. You have tied up the game, Jeff. Sit this next one out.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sorry,
there's
Jeff.
There's still another game coming up, Mary. And okay. This one only determines who goes first in the next game. That's all you win here.
Oh, okay.
So it's very low pressure.
Okay.
Just like the shower in my Los Angeles apartment. Just no pressure. It's just gonna trickle on you.
Yeah, no pressure.
You'll barely
you just happen. Enjoy it. It's just relaxing.
Yes. this one's just for this one makes me laugh, but Mary, what movie?
Mm-hmm.
For the win.
Oh God, for the win. Oh, just to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to win this game.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cecilia Cass and the Transparent Ass.
The Transparent Ass. Cecilia Cass and the Transparent Ass.
Yes, it helps to say it like Gloria Swanson.
Cecilia Cass and the Transparent Ass. Okay. Is this Troy?
Troy?
Okay, so it's not. I was thinking another word for a Trojan horse is a transparent ass.
Oh,
right?
That's good. That's really good.
So I guess that's a donkey.
Yeah.
You know what?
Run on. What do you think it is?
I'm trying to think of something with an ass that you can see through in a movie. I'm going to go with, Mamma Mia.
No, it is starring Elizabeth Moss as Cecilia, the Invisible Man.
Oh,
of course.
She has to deal with her invisible ex-husband.
Damn it. Fuck, that is a transparent ass.
But it's not. But you know what? I take issue with that title because it's misleading. Because I'm thinking I'm seeing the rest of the rest of the body is not transparent, just the ass, and that's confusing. So I just want to say I take issue.
But he's kind of a jerk. That it works on two levels.
Yeah.
So that's true. It's yeah. It's not a Trojan donkey. What was I thinking?
I think that's part of the point of the game show format is to trick you into saying the wrong answer.
God, I'm an idiot.
Well, you are going to love this next game, Mary, because it is. Oh, wait. We have to settle this thing still. Yeah. Holy crap. Yeah. Holy yeah. crap. All right. So we're back to Mary again. She gets first shot at this. If she gets the right answer on this much, much easier one, in my estimation, I've been wrong about how easy these are. But this one's real easy in my estimation. If Mary doesn't get it, Renan gets a crack at it. And in fact, it's so easy. If Mary and Renan both miss it, then Jeff gets it. He wins the game.
Boy, are we going to feel bad if we miss it now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You'll feel really terrible. All right. and also, after Mary and Renan, if neither one of you know what it is, I'll add another clue. And then we'll bring Jeff into it if that doesn't work. But that should do it. All right. Okay. Here we go.
Hell yeah.
Here we go. This one's called Evelyn Abbott and the Shh.
Can I hear that again?
Evelyn Abbott and the
Shh. Evelyn Abbott. And the Shh. And the what? and the shut up. Okay, I think I'm hearing Doug say shut up. Is that shh? Okay. Listen, I don't know if this is right, but I'm gonna say A Quiet Place.
I think that's the correct one. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get eaten by monsters if we celebrate, but that is the correct answer. You did it.
Wow.
Well done, Mary Holland.
Thank you so much. I forgot that character. I forgot all the names in that.
Yeah. Movie. There was never a reason to know their names. Yeah. So it wasn't totally easy, but it was pretty easy. So congratulations, Mary. You won. Only means you get to go first in the next game. Could be a huge advantage if there's a tie at the end, because we'll go first at the end. We'll get through all of that right after this final break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and we are going to play a game called Weird Algorithm. Here's how it works. Jeff's played it. Renan, I don't know, might be familiar with it.
Yeah.
Mary, mm-hmm. There's a weird algorithm at play at the International Movie Database, Internet Movie Database, IMDb. Uh-huh. Are you familiar with IMDb?
Oh, yeah. I've always got my eyes on the star meter.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? I am IMDb. So I came up with this game that takes advantage of their weird algorithm that tracks, as you mentioned, the star meter. If you take any motion picture and, you know, click on show me the cast list, then you can refine it based on popularity.
Oh, that's devastating.
It is. Don't look at it. Don't ever look at it. And you can reorder the cast list based on popularity, but the algorithm is up to the moment. So it tends to put people, you know, at the top that you'd be surprised by, but for reasons that are something that's going on with them now rather than, you know, the movie we're talking about. So I'll name a movie, and then each one of you gets to say who you think from that movie would be the most popular today.
Oh my gosh.
And then you get points if you get some, if your name is in the top three, and you can share information and answers in this game. It's, you know, strategically, you might want to answer different than somebody else at some point, just to try to win. But, you know, you can both have the same answer if you want at any point.
Okay.
The first film we're going to break down, starting with Mary gets to go first, then Jeff, then Renan. The film is called Zombieland.
Mm-hmm.
Has some pretty awesome people in it.
Has some pretty big people in it.
Yeah. Which one do you think? And you can change your answer. You don't have to lock it in right away. Just give us your first guess at who you think might be the most popular today.
I mean, I have to go with Kristen Stewart is my guess.
Okay.
Is she in that movie?
Do you think she's like a big fan of that movie or?
Oh, shoot. What's the movie I'm thinking of?
Wonderland.
Okay, Zombieland. Can you, I'm so sorry.
Wow, listen. That's so wild that they do both have amusement park settings and and Kristen Stewart.
Can you tell me who is in the cast of Zombieland?
Well, we'll move on to the next person, and you'll start to get the idea. No, you don't have to lock in your answer yet. You're fine.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Jeff, who do you think it would be?
I'm going to take a wild guess because he's got that TV show that everybody's talking about, and say Mike White.
Interesting. Mike White is in Zombieland?
Yeah, he's in the He gets killed by the clown zombie at the beginning. It's just like a cameo, but he made the White Lotus, so I have a feeling that he's being looked up. If he's listed in the credits, I bet he's pretty high.
Right, because he's you know, he's uncredited in the movie, but IMDb loves to you know, throw in those uncredited people. So that's an interesting guess by an interesting player, Renan. Who do you think from the cast of Zombieland?
Yeah, real quickly. So the first person popped up is the one who's the most people have looked at recently, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a weird algorithm.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
Are you allowed to play it safe?
I mean, that's if you think that's playing it safe, then yes, you're allowed. allowed to do that. But of course, Mary, this is the film where the four people, all of their names are like, they're named after states, and they all, you know, go around killing zombies together. And they are Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson and Emma Stone and Abigail Breslin. But Jeff has thrown in Mike White into the mix.
Right.
And Renan likes Woody Harrelson. So who are you thinking?
I feel like Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So Mary's got Emma. Jeff, you sticking with Mike White?
Yeah.
And Renan, you want to stay with Woody or you want to switch it up?
Can I switch it to Emma Stone? I forgot.
Oh, you
can.
I knew it. You know what? I saw this.
Is that not fair? All right.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
You can do it. All right. So we got two Emma Stones and one Mike White. And Bill Murray, of course, has a cameo in the film, but I guess he's not doing anything too wacky right now because he came in number six. Number five, strangely enough, is Woody Harrelson. So you jumped off of that. Whew. Yeah, you stepped off of that landmine and it somehow didn't go off. And then also appearing in this film, I guess, is Amber Heard.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's his neighbor.
Yeah. So she's number four. And then, Jeff, you called it. Number three is Mike White, Victim in Bathroom, uncredited. Yay. Yes, that's worth a point. But Mary and Renan each get 2 points for Emma Stone in second place. And number one, don't know what she's up to, but good for her, is Abigail Breslin.
You know, it's from she's in Stillwater now, and I wonder if that's caused
it. Stillwater.
Which I just saw. It's actually very good.
Okay.
You didn't recommend it at the beginning of the podcast. That was interesting.
I wanted to sound cool.
That's one of those movies. I'm sure it is good. I'm sure it's also somewhat educational, but that's what kind of holds me back, you know, and also frustrating, I bet. Right. Cause it's like, doesn't have a happy ending, does it?
No. well, I don't know. It's, you just have to see it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really, I thought it was really, it's really entertaining. It's not technically the Amanda Knox story, but, I guess it's like based on it, but it definitely makes decisions that would make Amanda unhappy.
Interesting.
Right. Oh yeah.
But this is with Matt Damon, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is about, her name's Amanda Stillwater.
It's not a sequel to Almost Famous. I thought it was a sequel to Almost Famous.
No,
it should have been.
Band.
Yes,
that's right.
That's the band. All right, so we got a close game here so far. We got two more rounds to go, and Jeff gets to go first on this one. Jeff, who do you think is in the top spot for the in the cast of Thor Ragnarok, Doug Benson's favorite Thor movie, top five MCU for my money? I like the funny ones.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it's great.
It is. Yeah, it is very. Yeah, I mean, I would say the same thing. Top five, pretty easily.
Yeah. Put both the Guardians in there.
So
get an Iron Man in there. And maybe Endgame. I don't know.
You know what? Since Abigail Breslin is in the top spot for that Matt Damon movie, I'm going to say Matt Damon.
Oh, look at you. Wow. Somebody came to play.
Somebody.
Who is he in that?
Wow.
He's in it. He's just got, it's another like cameo spot. But
I think I remember now. Yeah.
They're watching a play and he's like the dead body or something in the play.
Oh yeah. He plays Loki in the play.
Yes. Yes. He's supposed to be Loki. Right, he's supposed to be dead. I think
he's very funny.
Apparently a lot of people are Googling what the fuck is Stillwater. That's what I'm hoping.
I mean, the poster for Stillwater might as well be like Promised Land or Goodwill Hunting or whatever, because it's just Matt Damon's face and he's wearing like a baseball hat. Like I was like, I've been told it's a kind of the Amanda Knox story, and I still keep thinking it's a movie about a guy that's, you know, complaining about the water being poisoned.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just realized why it is. I think it's, she got top. I think people watch it and go, and maybe that's what you just said, Jeff, but I think people watch it and go, is that Abigail Breslin? Or they go, she looks really familiar. Who is she? And then they look it up because she's much older now.
Right.
So I think a lot of people are like, oh, she looks familiar. I think that's what I did.
Well, I hope that's not right, because they probably know who Matt Damon is, and that's going to really hurt my chances on this round.
All right, so Jeff has Matt Damon. Who are you going with, Renan?
I'm going to go with the director, and he does the voice of that monster in it, but I don't want to mispronounce his name and get canceled.
I don't think he'll get canceled for.
Well, I don't fully remember. I'm trying to.
For saying Tiki Watata.
That's not how it's pronounced, is it?
No, it's Taika Waititi.
Yeah. I didn't fully remember it. So I was also trying to get away from not having to say it. But yeah, Taika Waititi. I'm going
to
go.
He was on Doug Loves Movies once. So I had to say it out loud to his face. And I, you know, this is after years of practice, I could finally say it. But it was one of the more nerve wracking ones, you know, because he's given me, you know, he doesn't have to have the Hitler mustache to make a Hitler face.
Oh, right. For sure.
He's a scary dude.
Did you get it right? You got it right, though.
What's that?
You got the name right when you pronounced it.
I think so. Or he corrected me. Like, I've been corrected by a few people on, you know, during the show. I don't like when that happens, but, you know, at least they're on the record. who's up? What's up? Mary, what do you think?
Okay. I think because of Loki, I think that the Disney Plus series, I think I'm going to go with Tom Hiddleston.
Okay. These are all terrific, terrific ideas. I wish they could all be, you know, fruitful, but only three names get points. Anybody want to switch anything up, change anything up? Jeff, are you good with Matt Damon?
Yeah, I'm taking big swings today.
Okay, and Renan's okay with Taika.
I mean, I think Mary's probably right, but I feel like it'd be awkward for me coasting on her at this point. So I'm sticking with
Mary. Come on board.
I corrected her donkey horse thing, and then have been riding.
I say, you know, I say, do what you got to do, man. Like, you should play to win. That's the important.
Nah, I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna go down with the ship.
The name you can't pronounce.
I'm gonna go down with the ship and assume it's the voice of one character that's hardly in it.
Okay. I love that character, and then I'm sure he's gonna come back for more stuff. Okay, so for this one, it's kind of interesting how Cate Blanchett is all the way down at number 8, and Thor himself, Chris Hemsworth, is number 7. Six is Idris Elba, who, you know, deserves to be at least 6 on every list. And then, sorry to say, Mary, Tom Hiddleston only managed to get to number 5. Oh, my God.
I'm humiliated.
Loki's, you know, been off for a few, you know, they finished their season. God. So everybody's all caught up on Loki, I think.
Oh, God.
Number 4, Carl Urban, star of The Boys, which is probably why happening. Because the Emmys are coming up and The Boys is actually nominated for an Emmy and people are excited. Number 3 in Thor Ragnarok, it's a great sequence in that movie, if I recall correctly, I'm pretty sure, with Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, wow.
Remember. Yeah. Yeah, he shows up in Thor Ragnarok, so that he's number 3. Number 2, you got it right, Jeff, Matt Damon.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Jeff is in the lead now. He's got 3 points. Renan and Mary have 2 each.
I'm assuming it's not Tahiti for number 1.
Number 1 is
Mark Ruffalo.
Taika Waititi.
Oh no.
Oh really?
Yes. Number 1.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, he's a big deal. His show, what's that show, Reservation Dogs?
It is so good.
Yeah,
the show is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't even started that, so that might be my Sunday afternoon watch. And he's in Free Guy, and still like number 2 at the box office.
It's kind of funny. I totally second guessed myself at the last second, like right after you announced it. I was like, oh, it's definitely Mark Ruffalo. But I guess I had already committed to my answer. So.
Yeah, and he was like 9 or something. He was pretty deep. He must not have said anything silly in the press lately. Okay, so Renan has 5, Mary has 2, Jeff has 3, And Renaud gets to go first in this third round. The film, Wes Anderson's got a new one coming out, and I'm pretty excited about it because his cast of characters is, he's got a pretty amazing group of people that he works with all the time now. And somehow their egos get placed aside because they're some of the hardest to work with actors I've heard about. I've said too much. The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Okay, so let's see.
Yeah, starring of course Bill Murray as Steve Zissou, and lots of other people that are all in Wes Anderson movies for the most part.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who would be number one right now. I guess I'll go with Kate Blanchett, since she was so down on the other one.
Oh, okay. All right. It's an interesting approach.
I feel like your tone really said that I was wrong.
No, I just thought it's an interesting decision to be like, oh, she did poorly in this other one, so while you know she'll probably do better in this one.
But it's like if I said you liked a shirt and you were like, it's an interesting approach.
I'd be yeah,
like, not a good shirt.
Yeah, I haven't made up my mind yet how I feel about that shirt.
Okay,
I'm gonna need some time.
All right, yeah.
Can I take it with me for a few days?
Yeah, yeah. So that's my answer, but I'm going to change it to whatever Mary says. So.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that's how you can maintain your lead, is just change it to whatever, unless they both say something different. Yeah. Well, Mary, geez. What do you think?
Okay. Well, is it against the rules to get a refresher on who's in it?
No, not at all.
Okay. Because I need a little refresher.
You know, it's the whole, or let's have Jeff tell us who he thinks it is. That'll spark some.
Okay.
You'll figure it out.
Okay. I am not as familiar with this movie as I was the other two. So my guess is based on that. I'm going to say Willem Dafoe, because I think he's in that new Spider-Man trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet that got a lot of, right. It's I would have said Owen Wilson, except that the Loki show didn't help for that Thor movie. So never mind. So I'm going to go with Willem Dafoe.
Okay. Now, what do you think, Mary?
Oh, God.
But like I said, it's got Bill Murray as Steve Zissou, and Jeff Goldblum is in there. And,
Owen Wilson. I assume Jason Schwartzman.
Willem Dafoe.
I don't think Jason Schwartzman is in it.
Oh,
I don't think so.
It might be one that he's not in, but he'll like some. A lot of them, he has a smaller part. Like he'll just show up at towards the end or something.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna also go with Willem Dafoe.
Well, oh, okay.
I'm going to also go with Willem Dafoe.
Everybody go with Willem Dafoe.
I am going to Willem Dafoe, too. Obviously. But this is just good strategy at this point.
It's good strategy. No, I agree. It's good strategy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is excellent gamesmanship. It's infuriating, but it's excellent gamesmanship.
You know, it's high risk, low reward going the other way.
Now you're right.
Yeah.
So what's your answer?
Mine?
I think we've all said Willem Dafoe.
We all said Willem Dafoe, yeah.
All in Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I thought Renan was like, joking about switching.
Oh, no. I'm cowardly, principle, you know, just...
yeah. No, you know what you're doing. You're playing it right. Coming in at number three is Owen Wilson.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Number two, Kate Blanchett.
Oh.
Yeah. So you really did it. You were onto something there. with Cate Blanchett, but you switched, unfortunately, to Willem Dafoe. And I'm saying it's unfortunate for Mary and for Jeff, because that is the number one person in Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Good old Billy Dafoe. So, Renan, you did it. You pulled out the win.
Wow, Renan. Well done.
I don't care about knowing. I don't care about knowing things. I just want the empty sense of glory.
You did it. Yeah, we're going to have to get a rematch with you and Jeff soon. I've got another great idea for a match I'm going to put Jeff in very soon. But in the meantime, let's thank Mary Holland. Great first-time guest.
Thank you. I had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
The best first-time guest we've had in forever. We haven't had a great first-time guest.
Brutal.
That means so much to me. Thank you so much. And you can say that and tweet that as much as you want. Like, just really put that, get that narrative out there.
That's a real scarecrow. I'll miss you most of all moment.
Yeah, right? It's so mean. But Mary, what would you like to promote here at the end of the show? We appreciate you being here. Let's plug something.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, here's another. I'm in a movie called an indie buddy comedy sports movie called Golden Arm that you can watch. I think it's on. It's currently airing. I know everybody has this channel, Cinemax. Then you can also, I believe you can rent it through Amazon or Apple or whatever, but I'm in that movie with Betsy Sodaro, and there's all kinds of amazing people. There's Ron Funches, Eugene Cordero, all kinds of great people in it. So I'll promote that.
Okay. Golden Arm, not the man with.
No, just straight up Golden Arm.
Yeah. There's no injecting of drugs into the arm.
No, this is natural. This is, you know, a woman she's got a natural, incredible, strong arm. And boy, does she use it.
Golden arm has really changed meaning over the years.
Yeah, right. What do you got to promote, Renan Hirschberg?
Well, following my strategy of this game, you can see Mary Holland in Golden Arm. That's my plug.
Thanks, Renan.
No, you can. You're welcome. You can follow me on Instagram at Ranan Comedy, RAANAN Comedy, and watch my movie podcast. There's two movie podcasts in the world. You're listening to one of them, and the other one is Joe and Ranan Talk Movies with Joe List.
Well, thanks for being here, and hope to have you back very soon to continue to defend your title, your new title. Jeff Tate also will be back soon. What do you got coming up? I feel like there's a big show for you in December.
Yeah, December 9th. I'm at Union Hall in Brooklyn. And then, let's see, I just added this November 20th and 21st. I'm doing the 20th is in Asheville, North Carolina. The 21st is in Knoxville. Those shows are with our friend Trey Gallion. The two of us will be doing those shows. And then October 29th and 30th at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Hell yeah.
Oh. Awesome. What are the dates of those other shows with Trey?
It is November 20th and 21st. Sunday. Saturday.
Yeah, you guys are always. Yeah, you're always running around that part of the country around Thanksgiving times because Trey goes home, right?
Yeah, he goes home to see his family, and then we go do some shows before the Thanksgiving thing happens.
Well, make sure you get the whole family gathered around the Hulu and watch Happiest Season together.
Gather around.
Mm-hmm. Doug Loves Movies is probably, maybe, fingers crossed, coming to Austin, Vegas, DC, San Diego, Nashville, New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Orlando. DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you once again to all three of my guests, Renan Hirschberg, Mary Holland, and Jeff Tate. As always, Sin, guess where I am?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room